Welcome to the So You Want to Talk About Leadership podcast, where we redefine leadership. Leadership isn't just what you do. It's who you are, how you make people feel, and how you show up in the world. Stay tuned for a different perspective on leadership to learn, grow, and expand as a person and leader. If you're not afraid to lead by example or live in excellence, this show is for you. If this is not you, come on back when you're ready. We'd be glad to have you. Now, here's your host, the serial leader himself, Tony Miller Jr.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of So You Want to Talk About Leadership, where I'm your host, Tony Miller Jr. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and women who are standing in the gap, who are loving and caring for your children. Today is a special episode because it's all about moms. But before we get started, I want to recognize three special moms. I first want to recognize my beautiful wife, Eleni, who mothers our boys so selflessly and is the best mother I've ever married. And to my mother, Valerie, who made so many sacrifices and, quite frankly, is the best mother that I've ever had. And to my mother-in-law, Mama Moss, who has supported her children in so many ways and is the best mother-in-law I've ever had. So thank you all for who you are to me and my boys, Trey and Vince. I love you. So as we celebrate mothers, I wanted to look into what we could learn from them and add to our repertoire as leaders. These three things that I'm going to give you today, they're simple, but they're not easy. So what are they? First, a mother is selfless. A mother is more concerned with the needs of her children than the needs of her own. A mother serves selflessly. If you want to be an effective leader, you need to serve your people selflessly. So strive to be selfless. Become a selfless leader. Sacrifice is the second thing that we can learn from mothers. A mother continuously gives up things that she values, including her time, that's for sure, for the sake of something that she regards to be more important, her kids. She sacrifices her wants and needs so they can have what they want and what they need. Transformational leaders make sacrifices for their people, and those sacrifices builds and cultivates trust amongst those people and within the organization. And lastly, a mother is supporting their children. A mother is always actively interested and concerned for the success and the well-being of their child and provides comfort and encouragement to their kids, and they assist them however they can. We understand, we know that kids make mistakes, kids get nervous, kids get hurt, and kids fail sometimes. But a mother supports their children in these moments, even if accountability is a part of that support. Leaders should support their people. If you support your people, it sends a message that you care. If people feel supported and cared about, they won't mind following you and continuing to get the job done, and not just get the job done, but be able to get the job done with a smile on their face and not mind coming to work to do it. So as I close, if you don't take anything away from today's message, I hope you take away that mothers are great leaders and we can all learn something from them. So I challenge you to become more selfless in your leadership, make more sacrifices for others as a leader, and support your people even when it's inconvenient. Happy Mother's Day again. And as always, be the leader that your peers need to see.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you received education, engagement, or empowerment. If you did, please leave a rating, like the episode, share the episode, reach out to Tony, or all of the above. So until next time, be the leader your peers need to see.